Today's shir is Hilchos Tzitzis, Simen Yud Tes, and Chof. So begin Yud Tes, Aleph. Tzitzis Chovas Gavrahu, Velo Chovas Mane. It's an obligation on the person themselves and on the actual physical item, the beged. Shekol Zman She'in Lovei Shatales Potemit Tzitzis. The entire time that you're not actually wearing it, you don't have to put the tzitzis on it. I mean, if it would have been a chov on the actual item itself, so you couldn't have it sitting in your chest or in your dresser, you know, without having the tzitzis on it. Lefikach, therefore, says the Mechaber, Einem Mevorech al Asiyas HaTzitzis, you don't make a bracha when actually making the tzitzis, She'ein Mitzvah Ela B'Levish also, because the mitzvah is actually wearing it and not in the making of that. Begins the Mishnah Berurah now in Sifkat in Aleph, Mi Yisrael. I'm sorry, that's wrong, the wrong one. On top. Lo Chovas Mona, that it's not a chiv on the beged itself. Ein le'el sim yud zayin sif katan hey. As we explained this earlier, mashka safti sham. Beis potem tzitzis af agav the kasiv ba'asu lahem tzitzis al kante v'gdehem. You should make tzitzis on the corners of your clothing. Mikol malkem midichsiv kroa achrinim. Another pasuk says gedilim tase loch al arba kanfos kesuscha asher techasibo. The pasuk of gedilim teaches mashma davka mishin mischasibo. When you're wearing it, that's when it's not the actual making it of it, it's the actual putting of it. There's no mitzvah of, maybe it's a heksha mitzvah, but there's no mitzvah of building the sukkah. It's the heksha mitzvah. The actual mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah. So here too, you're making the tzitzis, but the mitzvah is actually wearing them. Gimel, alasiyas tzitzis, roi tzolomer, be'es hatolos abeged. When you're putting them onto the actual beged itself, ela achakachshim, asev bo mevorech, that's when you make the brach. When you're actually wrapping yourself in it, you make the brach lehis atef. If the strings, the tzitzis, became cut off after you're wearing it, you have to take it off and make the tzitzis on, and then you can put it back on. You make a second bracha, and when you put it back on, take it. Right? Even if you're putting it right back on, it's considered to be like a new pair of tzitzis. That's what the Dirshu speaks out in number one. L'sakinis tzitzis ba'oda lavushbo, to fix it while you are still wearing it, kosov la'el and simen yud beiz, she'oser. You should take off the tzitzis. Ubira mechz the shekel, she'af l'das ha'mogin avraham, b'shem ha'mordechai. Shehalovish beged koidim shehati bo tzitzis ein bekach iser. It's not a problem. El rak bitul asay. You just did not get the mitzvah asay. Lechein therefore yoch levoshes a beged v'yisakein hatzitzis ba'odalovish. But you could fix it the tzitzis while you're wearing it. Kosam magen ram mikol makom. Nevertheless, zer rak midin Torah. That's the deraisa level. Al midurabona on the rabbinic level yesh iser levosh belit tzitzis. You shouldn't be wearing it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky zatzal. There's a suffix, maybe that's the reason why, because it doesn't look like you're sitting there wearing tzitzis, a four-board cornered beged without having kosher tzitzis as you're putting it on. Okay, let's go on now. That was Gimel, Dalad. Ella Bilavisha also, that the mitzvah is actually wearing it. The hu hadin the mezuzah. So too, just like putting up a mezuzah in your home. The kaimelon chovas hadar hu. The Gemara says in the beginning of Pesachim that it's an obligation on the one who's living there to put the mezuzah up. The ein levarich al mezuzah rakish hu nichnas ledur bel habayis takeif umiyad. You make the bracha on when you are entering into the house. The az hu mamish dumya de atifa. It's very similar. Just like I'm making the bracha when I'm wrapping myself in the talis, so too I'm making the bracha on I'm going to live in the house. Oh, Shikavar Dar, boy, you've already lived in it. Birka Yosef, Chimashma, Medivri Hamagin Avraham, Lamayna Bohetev, Ein Sha'am Od, Hamagin Avraham, Birka Yosef, Chuvus Rabbi Kiva Eger, Besov Simon Tess. So Rabbi Kiva Eger has an interesting thing. He wants to say that maybe just like when you take off the talis that ends the mitzvah, so too when you would walk out of the house, that would terminate the mezuzah mitzvah. If you look in Dalad, that's what he brings, the deer shoe. Sham don v'misha halach v'mbeiso b'kama yom. You're leaving house for a few days. You're going on a trip. You're going down to Orlando, whatever it is. Im tzorech levarech al hamezuzah v'chazrod. You have to make a bracha on returning back to your house. U'masik sham she'af api shemisvar ha'inir she'tzorech levarech. On a logical reason, you could present an argument that it would make sense to, yes, make the bracha. Mikom makom yesh la'ayim bedinze. We have to look into it more. Kevin she'habir ke'yosef kosef shalotiknu chazal bracha al mezuzah ela b'shas kiviyosa. You'll make the bracha when you actually are establishing it, when you're putting it up, but not when you're returning to your home after many days. But again, at least within Rekiba Eger's understanding, if we're really how thorough to make this comparison. Just when I took off the tzitzis, I put it back on. I leave the house for a few days, come back in. Fine. Continuing now in Sif Beis. Osa talis letzorech tachrichin. If a person would make these talis, it has the four corners, it's for the burial shrouds. You're wearing it now while the person's still alive, nevertheless, potter. The Mishnah is going to explain why. It says in Sif Katan, hey, it's potter, achronim, maske, dedav, gledas, harosh. This is only according to the Rosh, which we said in yesterday's shir, to potter, le'el, besim, and yodches, kesus, hamiyucha, le'laila, afila, bayom. If you have these pajamas, right, it's a nighttime garment, but you're wearing it during the day, the Rosh says you're potter. Sahanami, in this case, says the tachrich, and these burial shrouds, the kesus, laila, domi. Right, a very, you know, powerful metaphor that sleep is one long night. We're going to wake up from it eventually. Okay, tchias amesim. But nevertheless, it's ksus laila. These tachrichin are something you're wearing while it's nighttime for you. Shahare meis potem mitzvahs, because you're exempt. Avaladasa rambam. But according to this, no. The mechayv ksus laila biyom. If you're wearing during the daytime, you would have to. So then, according over in this case, gam bezechayv, it'd be against the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama would disagree with this and say the archive to make a brach on this. So therefore, lefikach ledidan yaseb tzitzis below yivorech. You should make the tzitzis, but don't make a brach on it. Moichrei habegodim shalovshim mechavnin. They're all akonim midoson p'turin. If you're putting it on just to show them off like a sample of people who are going to buy them from you, you're potter from that. V'im lovesh osan lahavir bezeh. As a meches, if you're doing this to legally remove taxes, I mean, you're, for whatever reason, somehow this would exempt the person from legally having, this is not an illegal thing, let's stress that over and over again, it's not illegal avoiding your taxes, there's a way to do it by putting on this baggage, so efshar dechai betitzis kemo gabi kalim, that you would be chayv in the tzitzis, just like by the kelaim. There's a whole discussion over there about trying on kelaim. Like maybe, in other words, if you're trying on a suit to buy, what's the heter to try on the suit? Maybe it has shatnez in it, so we give a heter to that for someone to over here. There's the temporary usage would be allowed. Okay, that is the end of your test. Now we do chaf also. Dini lekichas mechiras talis, buying and selling a talis. Says the mechaber in again chaf sif aleph halokeich talis mitzuyetzes miyisroel. Oh, mitagar ein Yehudi. If you're buying tzitzis from a yid or from a salesman who is not Jewish, and he tells you that he bought them from a reliable Jew, kosher. That's good. Dekev and a tagar who, because he is a salesperson, chazak shlakachem Yisrael. We have an umda, an establishment, a chazak over here that he purchased it. He got it from a Jew. To lomar nafshe, he's not going to ruin his business dealings by selling I don't want to call it counterfeit, but unchecked merchandise over here. Aval im lakach me eino Yehudi eino togar psula. But if you got it from a non-Jew who is not a salesman and he doesn't have a reputation to protect, in that case, it's going to be posel. Well, now the Mishnah Berurah explains. Aleph mi Yisrael, that you bought the tzitzis from him. Afil ein makiro so shehu kosher v'neman. Now, even if you don't recognize this guy as an erlich yid, it's still fine. Afil hachi talinin destam Yisrael bechezkas kosherhu. Every yid has a chezkas kasher, so we believe him. Ubevade tavaan kashazaran v'talaan lishman. He certainly did the whole process lishma of the spinning, of the weaving, and the attaching of them onto the tzitzis. Good. Im shehu im lo shehu kosher. Unless it's a person who we don't necessarily suspect, right? The deer shoe over here has a very important footnote that this is just Me'ikr Hadin. But if you look at number one, he says, we're telling you the strict letter of the law. Mikol makam mehadim b'mitzvos roili lahem leida inotu hachkut atzitzis v'nish zeru lishman kedin. Al-Yidei Yisrael. We want to make sure that it was done correctly. So you really should be looking into this. You should check to see. You know, they have all these stickers on the thing, Avodas Yad, whatever it is. You could find all these things, and you want to make sure you're getting reliable tzitzis. So yes, by the technical letter of the law, it works, but really, really, one should do the necessary drisha v'chakira and find out these are actually a reliable pair of tzitzis that they're getting. Beis. Oh, mitagar ein Yehudi, from a merchant who's not Jewish. Afil ein muchzak liknos talisos. Really, he this isn't his merchandise. Rak muchzak liknos shar scharas. He sells other things. He sells, I don't know, lamps. He sells watches. He sells merchandise. Afil hachi neman. Even if selling talisos is not his really his main parnasa, but again, he doesn't want a bad reputation. Oh, this guy doesn't sell, you know, his since his talisos are no good, his watches are no good either. So he's not going to jeopardize that. To imi motzu bevav. Badai, if he found that to be, I'm sorry, they're wrong. Badai means a trickster. If he's exposed to being a fraud, bedover echad, shuv lo yaminuhu, bedover acher, no one's going to buy the other stuff from him if they find out that he's selling it bad things. So once he has a professional reputation, we can assume that even the tzitzis are going to be fine as well. Then we said in Gimel, talking about you can get them from a Yisroel Ne'eman, Ein Belavush, Reb Mordechai Yaffe, Demuchach Minei, She'ein Tzarech HaTagar Loimer Shekona Mei Ne'eman. He doesn't have to say that he got them from a Ne'eman. Da'afilu Mistam Yisrael. He got them from a regular Yid. Koshek Be Yisrael Shekona Mei Yisrael. Same thing as a Jew, get them from a Jew. Ve'chein Mashma Mishar Achronim. Other Achronim say the same idea. He brings the Derech Chaim in the Shar HaTzion, says like this. Ve'efshir Degam HaRamah Soiver Kein. Ve'tevas Ne'eman Koi Al HaTagar. This is going back referring to the merchant himself. Shu Ne'eman Bidibur, that you believe what he's saying. The Hosif HaRamai adds on, Ze lahoros lanu hasvara de davka al diburo samchinan umaminan lo. What he says, what we're relying upon. Velo mora nafshe loyma shekri. He's not going to mess himself over by saying something that's untrue. Mashe enkin bistamo lomara nafshe aideze. But in stama, then a person would, if he's not a businessman, it's okay, so what do I care? I have nothing to lose by saying something that's not true. That's what it says now in Dalad, that we believe him because he's not going to mess himself up. Delo maranavshe ein v'mogin avram shekosub davke gabe talis petitioseha samchinan al sevor zu umaaminin lo. Specifically in the case with the talis with the tzitzis, we believe him in this case. Mishum de'ein derech nochri liklos tzitzis bebigdo, because the goyim don't put tzitzis on their clothing. Aval liknos tzitzis osur af mitagar. But to buy the tzitzis from them, that's you're not allowed to even from a salesman. Shema lohaya hatzaviya v'hashazira lishma. Maybe he didn't put them on and spin them doing lishma l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Therefore, we can't trust him on this. V'chein posuk ataz v'derechayim v'yesh makilim. Is there some are lenient on this? He brings the Nemuka Yosef, the Olas Tamid, Magin Avraham, Bir Hagra, that are, that's on the footnote from the Shar HaTzion. Ein Ba'arto Sachayim, that is the Malbim, Ubatashuv, Yeshuas Yaakov, Shehiskima Deheche, the Esek HaTogar, who liknos Tzitzis Misra, Limikor, that's his business, he gets the Tzitzis. In this case, Mutami Togar, we would allow him, we would believe him to do this. But, said the Mechaber, if you're getting it from someone who's not a Yid, and he's not a salesman, he has no reputation, he's got nothing to lose, in that case it would not be good. It's Pesula. Sifkatan Hay says the Mishnah Berurah, Shema hu ba'atzmo osa hatzitzis b'habegin. This guy did himself. The Cholshek came to also liknos b'menu hatzitzis. Certainly you can't get it from him. The Shemelo not v'lishmo. He didn't do it for the right intentions. The imkein, therefore, poshut da'afilu im yirtzel hat. Tira mehabeg lekosher mechadosh osir. Right, even you would untie, put them on. You can't do that. It's osir. Motza talis mitsuyatzis b'shuk. If you would find a talis with tzitzis on it in the street, kosher. That's fine. V'osir lishloch tzitzis afilu psukin shazurin aide ovde gilulim. You can't send it with a goy unless it's double sealed. As the concern is that they're going to use this for inappropriate purposes, as we're going to explain in a minute. Now up to Sif Beis. Ein moichlin talis mitzuyatzis la'ovdei kochavim. We don't sell this with tzitzis to a goy. Shema yislave im Yisrael, because now he's going to use this to disguise himself and walk and accompany with Jews. B'derech v'yargei. He's going to chas v'shalom kill a Jew, pretending he himself is. As we know, our enemies in Eretz Yisrael do this all the time, that they dress up, camouflaging themselves as Jews in order to, God forbid, harm the Klal Yisrael. And even to use it as a mashkon means a collateral, you're not allowed to do that either. You can't have treasures. Elaim kain hu lefi shav leka mechash. Then it's only for a very short period of time. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. What's the What are the issues over here? In Vav, he says, you can't you can't sell it to a goy. Afilu im hu togrim. He himself is a merchant. Degam hu choshed al shvichus damim. Because they're going to use these to do inappropriate averas, you be disguise himself as a Jew. If we said earlier, chazaka shalachem Yisrael, he has a chazak that he got it from a Jew. How could that be? Hanish Yisrael over umachulo. The only way he got it is that he had sold it to him b'isser. He wasn't supposed to, but once he did get it, then we have a chazak that he got it from a Jew. Zion, what's we're afraid of, that he's going to put these on and he's going to be accompanying Jewish people, you know, a stranger among us, something like that. Shema Yislav, od ikatam be Gemara mishum zona. That the Gemara gives an additional reason that if he has this, he's going to say that that the Yid was nichshol with a zona and he used this as his collateral. Pirush Rashi, shgit nena lezona be esnona, v'toyma mi Yisrael nason la. Gonna say that you know, was involved with some zanus over here. The im kain, and therefore kol shekain to os limkor lenochris mitamze. You certainly can't sell it to a female nochris because they'll be able to now make up some crazy story and create a whole scandal. Ayin b'chay adam shekosuv delatam shem yizlav lake lemechash. Gosh, this doesn't apply nowadays. Unfortunately, we do know that it does apply in certain cases, God forbid. But we don't concern Stama Goy is going to go around doing Shvichas Damim. But we do assume that they would make up this crazy case of Znus, so therefore we won't have to be careful according to that reason. And then we said, Lefi Shav, if it's done for a short period of time, then that would be allowed because we're not worried about that. Sivkat Nches. But if the person would take off the tzitzis, even that's the holes for the beggar are still there, in that case, we'd still be allowed to sell it, sell the actual beged itself. Again, there's no tzitzis on it, but just it's the beged, the actual four-corner garment, that one would be allowed to sell in this case. Okay, that concludes the Simon Yud Tes and Chaf.